1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Well, rain doesn't keep this guy away.
Man, that storm came in. I was on the parking lot.
Yeah. And as soon as it started to be a downpour, you decided to come in.
That's what I decided. Dang it. I knew I missed my window to come in.
You do like action, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah.
Kind of do.
That's the fireman in
that
you
is.
Coming out. Firemen, we were saying earlier this morning, are the Swiss Army knife of 911 because no
true.
Matter what it is, an elephant in your yard.
Saw that one.
Yep.
Never had that response, but it's true. With 911, when you can't solve, when it's an emergency, they send... They send the fire department.
Hey, we got an elephant in the yard, fellas. Can you, do you have any ideas? We'll come over and take a look.
Check it out.
Right.
Call.
What's on the truck that you could use on an elephant?
An axe.
You don't want an axe.
An axe?
Not nowadays. There's cameras everywhere.
Oh,
that would be bad. That would be bad. I don't know, but on the truck.
That long pole with the hook on it?
Yeah, we have some pike poles. We could maybe, if it had a collar on, maybe like a circus elephant, we could maybe get that pike pole.
Would you
pole
make
in
a
there.
Sound while you're trying to move the
can
elephant,
you
Fireman Jim?
If you pike poled an elephant, which could be the name of your next CD, if you pike poled the elephant's collar and you'd go for a ride, then you're not pulling that thing anywhere.
Right.
You're not pulling that thing.
No, you're just hanging
well,
on the elephant's neck.
That's why you put two firemen on the pole.
Right.
You know, to make it. Come
hook
on,
it up,
elephant.
Hook it up to a truck.
Even animal control, do they have trank guns big enough in the metro area to take down an elephant? I mean.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think
they shoot
do.
Elephants much. Either with tranquilizer. Okay, so if you tranquilize an elephant, what have you got?
Right.
You got a big elephant laying on the ground. You still got to move
maybe
it. How do you do that?
We have people movers sometimes for.
Front end loader?
Yeah, you got to get a big tarp down and hope the elephant falls on that tarp. With
and
the
then
hand.
Slide him to safety.
Right.
Was this a fully grown adult elephant, by the way?
It was a big elephant. Oh, yeah, standing in someone's
Indian
backyard.
Indian elephant, but.
How did they solve this problem? I didn't see the end of the story.
They just kind of,
did they
walked it back.
They corralled
it back to the circus.
Yeah.
Can you corral elephants like on a bronco, ride in like a cowboy?
I think they just crush it. They only stay in the corral. Because they want to, not because they have no way out. They just push
it
over.
They haven't figured out that a chain link fence is no match for
them. I've never responded to an elephant call.
I think they have. I watched a guy slam a chain link fence closed once when an elephant was stampeding, when he was chasing the guy, and the elephant...
The elephant was chasing the guy.
He was. He tried to close
the
gates.
And he's holding it shut.
And we saw it. We saw this on YouTube. The guy is trying to, like, he's just getting him closed. I don't remember. He's trying to hold him closed. But the elephant hits it, and the gates explode.
Yeah, but
he goes flying.
That was just one elephant who was already
moving
at the fence.
Yeah.
It was. I think just uninformed elephants who haven't been educated about the chain link fence, they just kind of look at it and go, well, I'm not going through there.
They don't have elephants.
But their superpower is their size.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the first thing they're going to...
skin. That counts for a lot, too.
They don't have elephant bullfighting, do they? Like bullfights, which is my favorite movie, a bullfight.
Elephant fights? No.
Yes, where the bull actually jumps into the stands, which happens sometimes.
And then those people who came to watch a good time are running for their lives.
Yes. Now they're the show.
Yeah, right.
Well, they are the show.
Right.
So, I've never had an elephant call in my career. I think the only wild animal I rescued was a cobra or a snake or something. Yeah.
Cobra?
But not a cobra. It was not a cobra. It was like a boa constrictor.
Yeah. Still dangerous.
It was in an aquarium. We had to carry the aquarium out because of the apartment. Was smoky and on fire. Put the fire out, but there's some animals, some exotic animals.
Really? So
yeah,
you show up to fight a fire.
Yeah,
and then someone's outside screaming, "My snake!"
Pretty much. So like we ask them, after anything, and they're like, "Yeah, we got some pets in there." We're thinking dogs and cats. No.
Yeah.
Snake.
In the tranquilizer attaché case, because they open it up, it's got the foam rubber. The cylinders of tranquilizer,
like old,
and it's got wolf, it's got coyote, it's got
each
skunk.
Vial is labeled,
right? Oh, they're all labeled, so they know what dose to give them. There's not going to be an elephant one in there. Wolf would be the biggest thing, or moose maybe, or deer would be the biggest
in
tranquilizer.
North America,
in Wisconsin. So could you give it a double moose?
I guess
an elk in your yard.
Shoot it twice with the moose tranquilizers. Well, that ought to do it.
Elk
make them sleepy.
The trank gun, that would be interesting, that's for
the
sure.
Old but yeah, trank gun.
Plenty of dogs and cats rescued, but never elephants. Never had that call. So well, it's a good thing it ended well.
But you're the ones they would call fire and Jim.
Yes,
the
they
fire,
would.
Yeah, they would call the fire department.
Let's call the chief.
And, you know what?
Let's clear the area. We'll clear the
but
area.
But that call would come in. It wouldn't be a phone call. It would be over the speaker, like an emergency.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes when dispatch is confused by, we've had phone calls before like, hey, we got an elephant running around. Maybe you guys should go check this out. We're not going to send any tones. Don't come lights and siren because we don't want to scare the elephant. You know, yeah. We've had those.
Well,
kind
apparently
of
the elephant was frightened out of its enclosure because of a cliche backfiring car.
And it bolted.
Yeah. Elephants don't belong in really in urban neighborhoods.
Well, it was a circus fireman.
The circus was in town.
Yeah,
and
circus
escaped.
Was in town.
Ran
and
for his life.
Yeah. Well, he just ran to get out of there.
He's, I'm glad he's
stop
okay,
here.
Though. He's all right, though. That's all.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, we're in kind of a bad way with our baseball team. We're on a 3-game losing streak, and we've just lost our first series of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Which yeah.
Is, now I knew. Say it again, of the season. So right, it was going to happen.
Right.
This is just after the Brewers were getting attention for being one of the teams that got off to a great start.
Yeah, yeah. And they're still technically in first place still, and we were 4-0-1 in series this year. So a great start, and San Diego's got our number. And it's not – they hit a home run yesterday, but they had a lot of singles the day before that.
Yeah.
Machado's racking our pitchers. Not only did he hit Miley, he hit one of our relief pitchers later in the game.
Yeah.
Same thing. Ricocheted to first base. I mean, he's smoking up the middle, and, didn't turn out well for us last night. So we're hoping to
– went right off Miley's knee in what, the first inning?
First inning,
because that was a 4-run first for the Padres.
Yeah, yeah. And the kneecap brought back memories of Yelich's injury a few years ago in the playoff before the playoffs.
The foul ball that went off of his knee.
Yeah, but that fractured it. So far, they said Miley did not fracture his knee. They're going to see.
Well, he actually stayed in and finished.
He stayed in, finished.
Yeah,
two
after
more
the third inning when he hobbled to throw that ball to first.
Yes. Yep. And came out, but then the damage was done, and we couldn't score any runs. After we had scored a ton of runs earlier in the season, we had, six straight games scoring six runs or more.
Well, we're just coming off a streak of scoring seven or more runs in
seven or more games, yeah.
Six games, seven games?
So,
it was a team record.
So if you look at the numbers, I mean, our offense is crushing it right now. They're second in the major leagues in hitting, first in the National League. They're scoring runs. They're hitting power. They're hitting for singles, doubles. They're hitting. And that's one thing we lacked last year, but we had the pitching. Now our pitching this year is doing all right. They're right in the middle of the pack early on. And it's the offense, though, is that's why missing Yelich. He's on the DL now for a couple days, and that's going to hurt a little
bit. It's that back.
It is.
Again. That back again.
And that's worrisome because.
Right. Because it's again.
It's again, and it's like you just got to wait it out because it's one of those things you can't really do anything with when you get those back pains. And, you know, just hoping it works itself out and you get back on the field once he's off the IL. So, big game today. We don't want to get swept by San Diego, do we?
You don't want to get swept by anybody, Fireman Jim.
Of course not.
You want to do the sweeping.
It's a good thing that we're losing right now. The entire Central Division has been losing. So, we maintain first place. The Central Division in the National League is still all 500 or better. And we play a couple of rounds against them coming up after San Diego.
Yeah, we go on the road to where?
St. Louis and Pittsburgh.
Right.
So St. Louis in last place, but they're 500, and they got a good squad. So the Central Division is shaping up to be a good battleground where 1 through 5 can take it. You know, Pittsburgh doing well early on again. So.
Is St. Louis going to have the black patch on their sleeves?
I don't know.
Because Whitey...
Yes, Whitey Herzog passed. And,
passed away yesterday.
Any Brewer fan remembers Whitey Herzog from the 82 Cardinal team that just stuck that knife in our heart. And
Whitey ball.
I still can't get it out because that's our
as much as I hated losing that World Series, the Cards were fun to watch.
They were.
They played small ball.
They played it was
back then
that
under
was the
Whitey.
World Series. It was power versus speed. They had 200 steals. We had 80. They only had 67 home runs. We had 216 home runs that year. We had a powerful lineup.
Willie McGee, who hit 2 home runs all year, his 2 home runs in the World Series. I'll never forget that.
He killed us. Daryl Porter, ex-Brewer, killed us.
Well, not
us.
Only did he hit 2 home runs, he brought 1 or 2 back into the park, too, that he went and got over the wall. And there was one time in that series with Willie McGee that he scored on a sack fly. He was on second.
Yeah.
And he scored on a sacrifice fly.
Speed killed us. You know, and the Brewers Cardinals made tons of trades to build both of those teams up. I mean, we got Daryl Porter from us. We got Ted Simmons. we got three more players that, and White even joked, he's like, hey, I built both of these teams, so I really can't lose. And
you know, Whitey wanted to be the National League commissioner.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
After he was done, but Bart Giamatti got it, and then he went on to become baseball commissioner.
Got it.
And there's, I was reading a story this morning that Marv Albert, Bart Giamatti came from Yale. I think he was president of Yale before that.
Correct. Yep.
And Marv Albert said to Whitey Herzog, hey, Whitey, would you be interested in that job at Yale? You know, that's open now because Giamatti got the job that he wanted. And Whitey said, I know you're trying to be funny, but that's not funny.
That's not funny. I need to win some more championships here.
Whitey wasn't in the mood.
No, Whitey, he also won a World Series ring with the 69 Mets. Interesting fact about him. He was their farm director.
Yes.
And he helped build that team in 69 and won two more championships in 85 and 87 with the Cardinals. Didn't win the World Series, but a very successful manager, old school all the way, and unfortunately was part of that team that stuck it to the Brewers in 82.
Yeah, he didn't start getting called Whitey until he was in the Yankees, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's when he got the nickname from their announcer,
right?
Because of his white hair.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, great manager, great ball player, good history with him, and you know, he'll be missed.
All right. What else is going on in baseball?
How's that the Hader trade? Now we can kind of look back a little bit because William Contreras, who is in a roundabout way part of the Josh Hader Brewer trade when he went to San Diego. We got Eustery Ruiz for him, and we traded him to Oakland, part of that trade that brought Contreras in. So now you can start to see when these trades, when you're all upset, and I was mad about the Hader trade. I was mad about it. I'm like, this is the worst trade ever until we traded Corbin Burns. Now that's the worst trade ever but Joey Ortiz, one of the guys we got for Corbin Burns. He's hitting over 300. He had a really bad air yesterday. He had a bad air the other day, too. You know, he's young. He's a rookie. But he's performing well. But William Contreras, a 12-game hitting streak. He's leading our team in hitting, home runs. He's second in home runs. But what a great get as part of that Hader trade in a roundabout way.
I still can't believe we have Contreras.
We locked him up for a while.
And that the Braves, you know, were like, okay, we're going to move this guy along.
The A's got Ruiz, who's, I think, last year led the American League in steals. He's a good player, but nothing like Contreras. You know, a catcher that we have until 27, I believe, under contract. So that's part of the deal that the Brewers have to make, and this one's paying out dividends. I mean, he's an all-star catcher. He's probably one of the best in the big leagues right now. Good to see.
Well, that's good news. See, now I'm starting to think that maybe, you know, you shouldn't fly off the handle when there's a trade that's made.
Exactly.
Catching's an important position. Well, I mean, we always hear about, you know,
position.
What's going to carry them? They're hitting or they're pitching, but, you know, a good catcher.
Especially a guy that can hit like he can. He plays solid defense, but his offense is great, and he's going to help lead this team if they're going to go anywhere. He's one of the catalysts.
He's got as good an arm behind the plate as anybody in the majors, right?
Oh, for sure. And he's still young. Right?
I watch him throw on, like, the third strike of the third out of the inning, and I watch him hop up and throw the ball. I think he's going to hurt his shoulder firing it. Like, he throws it so hard down to third.
It's like, for sure.
Got a history of good catchers on the Brewers.
Yeah, we've had some really good catchers. I mean, starting with, you know, Ted Simmons back on that 82 team. He's in the Hall of Fame now, and he was
Daryl Porter before that.
Daryl Porter we had, and then he's part of the trade. And again, like we talked about, he had a great World Series against us. And we've had some good catchers, and we got another one.
They did a thing on the Brewers catching coach on Bally's during a rainout the other day.
Oh, I missed that one.
And I think he's a big reason.
Tune in during the rainout next time.
All right.
He's brought our catchers around, and I mean, Contreras obviously is, you bring a guy like that in, but Lou Croy, and you go back through all these guys.
I think our
catching coach has kind of helped.
I think he's done a great job.
Those guys reach their potential.
And if you're a fan of young ball players, you've had the Brewers have had a chance to, you could see all three of the Jackson Three, they're calling them, with Jackson Schurie on our team, and then we're playing against Jackson Merrill, the Padres, who's killing it right now. And then you had Jackson Holliday get his first hit against us, and it was a big
hit, Orioles.
Unfortunately, with the Orioles. So,
we're
all 20 years old.
That had to have been the longest weekend for his dad, sitting there behind the plate, waiting for his son to get that hit.
Every time he comes up, the camera's on him, and he had a tough start. He struck out 9 or 10 times before he got that hit, but he's 20 years old. He'll be fine.
And he was sitting with Cal too.
Yep.
Ripken.
Yes,
and Cal was there because he had to give the okay for number 7 to be issued to Holiday, right?
Oh, that's right.
Because that was his dad's number with the O's, and they had kind of, I don't know if they retired it or
kind of like Gantner on the Brewers. No, he's been 17 since Gantner, but he's not retired. So, which they should retire Gantner's number, but that's a different conversation. But yeah, you're right. That's exactly why Ripken's there and gave the blessing, and he got his first hit.
And did they have to come to every game until he got a hit?
Of course.
What if Cal had other plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I think after this week he would make it. I mean, his dad would have been at every game, but yeah, Cal probably was like, okay, you better get the hit today because I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to do this anymore. But he got the hit, and you know, Burns didn't beat us on Sunday. He pitched well, but it was a good game until we got to the bullpen, and then we ended up losing.
No, they had Burns on the ropes a couple of times, but he got out, and that's what he does.
That's what he does. Lately, we have not got the hits with runners in scoring position, so that's going to change today. A day game today. Off game tomorrow, and then they head out of town. So let's close it out with a win and move forward.
All right. Fireman Jim, you hanging around?
I sure will. It's raining.